And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel is responding to charges of genocide at the UN's top court after South Africa filed an urgent request with the court to issue a ceasefire in Gaza. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma has more.
On Thursday, saying the situation in Gaza has reached a new and horrific stage. The court has already found that there's a real and imminent risk to the Palestinian people in Gaza by Israel's military operations. ICJ judges have broad powers to order a ceasefire and other measures, though the court doesn't have its own enforcement apparatus. Dozens of pro-Israel protesters gathered outside the International Court of Justice, one telling the AP, "I hope they take a wise decision and they know it's not genocide, but that Israel is trying its best to get the hostages back and to end the war." I'm Charles de la Desma.
A Taliban official says flash floods from heavy seasonal rains in western Afghanistan have killed at least 50 people and dozens remain missing, adding the death toll was based on preliminary reports and might rise. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Spokesman for the provincial governor, Abdul Wahid Hamas, says a hard-hit province of Ghor has suffered significant financial losses. This after thousands of homes and properties were damaged and hundreds of hectares of agricultural land destroyed following Friday's floods. Last week, the UN Food Agency said the exceptionally heavy rains in Afghanistan killed more than 300 people. Most of those occurred in the province of Baghlan. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
A divisive mobilization law in Ukraine has come into force as Kyiv struggles to boost troop numbers. The legislation will make it easier to identify every conscript in the country. President Volodymyr Zelensky also signed separate laws Friday that allow prisoners to join the army and increase fines for draft dodgers fivefold. For additional stories, visit voanews.com.